Alors, je suis libre, oui. Those who have seen Master's form within, may please hands up. Master's form within.
Those who have seen Master's form, eye or face within, hands up. Hold them high so we can come.
Or seen this side.
Twenty.
34 all
again. Those have seen strong red sunlight.
Strong red sunlight. Twenty-six.
Those who have seen ordinary red light or purple light, please.
And ordinary red light or purple light.
71.
72.
Those have seen strong moonlight or strong moon.
Strong moonlight or moon.
Full moon.
30 this side.
29.
Those who have seen ordinary white light or white cloud.
Ordinary white light or white cloud.
68.
65. Those have seen golden light or pale light, please.
Golden light or pale light.
62. 71.
Those have seen blue color, blue sky, or gray sky, please.
Blue color, blue sky, or gray sky.
72.
Those have seen stars. Hands up.
Those have seen stars. 48 this side.
56.
Those have seen big star out of those stars. Big star.
Big star. 16 this side.
22.
Those who have crossed the big star, which are might have burst and you have crossed it.
Those who crossed the big star in adversity. Four all again.
Those who have seen moon, small moon, full moon or small moon.
Or small moon.
Small moon or big moon. And Zeppelin. So then you may be confident.
17 this side.
15.
If the moon has burst and you have crossed it, anyone?
The moon burst and you crossed it, anyone?
And lovely.
One this side.
There are two here.
Three
on this side. Four altogether.
Four.
Those who have seen flashes of any color of light.
Flashes of any color of light. Almost all my
any light.
Color of any light.
For future guidance, please. Those who have seen Master from within, did anyone, Master spoke with him?
Did Master speak to you when you saw Master's form?
There's one. One. Anyone?
Two. Two.
Three.
Three. Four. Yes. Those are in the Master's form for future, please. Just look into the, absorb your whole attention into him. He'll talk to you as one does talk outside. Those who have seen ordinary light, red or white, they should continue looking into him more. That light will grow bright and burst. Those who have seen strong light today, that will further burst and give you Master form. Those who have seen golden light, that will always form, find Master form. Those who have seen sky, they should be after stars. Those who have seen stars, they should be after the big star. Those who have seen the big star, just look into it, that will open you across it. That's all of you across it. Those who have seen moon, and just look into it, that will burst into peace and you'll cross it. All of you have crossed today. Prophet Muhammad did cross the moon with it. Those who have seen flashes of light, just look at me. I'm looking at you. My hand passes. I should not pass. I should continue looking constantly without break. That will stay and that will burst and give you further way up. Now you'll find ever since we have been born, we have been looking outside. Two things are very strong with us, even with the child. Either he looks or hears. Yes? So outward impressions of the world come through all the outgoing faculties. But these two are more potent. 80% of the outward impressions received through the eyes. And 14% from the ears. So ever since we have been born, we have been looking outside. We are identified with the world outside, so much so. We have forgotten our own self. We are leading a superficial life. If we rise above body consciousness, our angle will change, angle of vision. We'll see the things in their right perspective. Now we are leading a very superficial life. When any man dies, we cry. Really, they know that. If you rise above body consciousness, you'll see everything coming and going, changing like waves of the sea. That's all. So those who are identified with the outside world, they are always crying, weeping. This has come, that has gone. You see? This physical body has been the first companion that came along with us when we entered the world. And when going, it does not go along with you. All your outward things, how can they go along with you? So for that we pray, O God, give us a company of somebody who has risen out of this delusion. Body is changing, being made of matter, being made of matter. Outside world is also changing. That is made of matter. Matter is changing. We identify as with the body, what appears, it is an optical illusion. The two things are changing, we are identified with them. It appears it's all stationary, well it is everything changing. If you rise above body consciousness, you'll be out of the delusion, you'll see things in the right perspective. So, those whose eyes are not open, inner eyes not open, they have not risen above body consciousness. Sometimes just a wind blows and the branches of the trees wave like anything. There is no waving of the outside, changing of the outside. Because you are identified with it, you do not appear to be changing, but all the same you are changing. That's a grand delusion, you see. And those who have risen above body consciousness and come in contact with the light and sound principle, which is the outward expression of the soul, they are always stationary. Outer ways may come and go. So, this demonstration of rising above body consciousness, we can have only at the feet of somebody who knows this and can give you a demonstration. Now, almost most of you said you forgot your wife. Your inner eye was open, saw some light, more or less. So there is a life above it, you see. Now we are living a life of senses. It's a grand delusion. After this body we will have to leave. And we will repent simply. Man body was given to us. It was a very golden opportunity to come out of this delusion. So we pray God. Otherwise this delusion, you see, we are sometimes crying, some are happy, but there is no happiness, no crying. This is due to all delusion, you see. So when you meet a master, you see, what does he do? He withdraws your outside attention from all outside. And from the body below, you see the things in the right perspective. Your angle of vision is changed. If somebody dies, oh yes, exhumation goes on. Somebody is born, even then, for him there is no change. So when he comes, he gives you some jewel. What you say, a pearl of great price within you. And who is he? He is God Himself residing in you. The outward expression of which is light and sound. So, and it's a great blessing to have a man body, of course, but it is still a great blessing to have a living master who can give you a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness, how to open the single eye within you. And if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You find between the two? What vast difference it is. A man who is awakened to the truth, who has realized that thing, his angle of vision has changed, he looks to the world in quite a different way. He is not affected by the outer changes. But those who are leading a life of senses, not never risen above it, everything changes. And with that we are changing, and that gives it an optical illusion. So as we now stand, we are leading a superficial life. And the Master takes you out of this illusion. And you see things in the right perspective. So this is the most important thing. After all, we have to leave the body. Why not learn to leave the body now? So that your whole angle of vision may be changed. And all these outer sorrows and joys will have no value to you. Real value will come to know yourself your all life, your all jaya, so long as you remain to be identified with the outward things, you enjoy. But really that enjoyment is not those things with whom you are identified. It is your own attention, which is jaya, you find there. So when you come to a master, the whole angle of vision is changed. If you but live, listen to the words of the master, live up to it. Your world, you will be in the world, yet not out of it. This man body has been given a boat to row across the ocean of life. So your boat will be in the world, but not water the boat. You cross over to the other end of the shore of life. These are the first ABC given by a master when you go to him. It doesn't matter what label you are carrying on your man body. You are a man. You are a conscious entity. You are having man body. And make the best use of the time you have got at your disposal. And you got out of this optical illusion and see things in their right perspective. God is pervading all. And also resides in you, have a glimpse of Him. If not, you are not deriving the full benefit of the man body you have got. So this is the basic teachings of masters. The ABC starts from there. Where the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts.
Questions and
answers. Are there any questions that you'd like to ask the Master? We have a few more minutes. Yes, sir. Says, does the Master's form appear after the golden light or the bright red light?
He can appear at any stage, even the first stage, lower stage. He comes down to just give assurance to the initiate that I'm there.
The initiate can be absolutely sure that he is there. Just keep working. Yes, sir. He said that he had heat in here, the breathing, and then he saw Master's form. Saw Master's form, and then he became frightened.
Well, first of all, you see, I submitted. We should not pay any attention to what is going on in the body below. Now breathing is going on. You take up that source, then breathing will begin to stop. That is yogi's way. That is dangerous way. You see, you will have to do kumbhak. Don't pay any attention to the breathing going on. Just fix your whole gaze there. And he appears to you within you, you must be joyful by frightened.
Don't pay any attention to the body below, especially no attention to the breathing.
Or withdrawal also, the body becomes numb.
Or the withdrawal. Leave the body alone. Yes, sir. Back there.
Thank you.
who saw the faces of figures.
Yes.
Two figures, one of a small child and another figure of a child that was grotesque. He repeated the names and they disappeared.
Yes, that's right. That's all right. Isn't it? It?
Yes.
The charge was given only to some of the sheet anchor against any negative affection side.
Charged words are given as a sheet anchor to protect you against any negative apparitions. Yes. What do you do when the light is so bright and she didn't know where to focus?
Into the middle, not all. You looked on all your simply could not bear it. If you look into the middle, then that will burst.
Into the middle, the light will burst. The master's form will appear behind it. Yes. What is the difference between the big star and the moon?
No, that big small moon sometimes grows into moon. That makes no difference.
No difference. No difference. They are both steps on the way. Let me get this one back. Yes.
Sometimes it is they mistake the small moon for this. That is really the big stars, they take it as small moon. Sometimes it appears.
Back to your question, Master said, sometimes you mistake the small moon for the big star. In the year, the young lady asked, should she meditate 2 mornings, 2 hours in the morning, or can she divide it?
That is the minimum time given to you. If you divide it, then it will be 1 hour each. That you can do, if you like. The purpose is not that you to stick to 2 hours, the more you can.
Divide it into 1 hour each. 2 hours is the minimum. Take more if you can. Yes, sir.
I wish to follow you. I have a few weeks of school that I don't wish to leave bad marks there. What would you suggest?
He wishes to follow the tour, but he has some weeks of school left and he wants to have good marks.
You had some time with this master. How many days has he been here? He has been here for some time.
How long have you been with the tour?
Not more than a week.
That's all right.
That's enough.
That will do. You go on with your mark.
Get your school. Make the marks better. Yes, sir, back there. Lights are moving around in meditation. Should one follow the lights or look directly in the center?
You don't think of the body then? The light left comes only when you're thinking of the body.
Don't think of the body into the center. Yes, you're back in this corner. He sees the sun, and he sees Master's beard and mustache, but it goes away, and he wants to know why it disappears.
Our mind is not fixed.
Mind is not fixed.
Let's
yes.
Continue looking to become full.
Keep looking, and it'll become full. Full form. Yes, sir.
The whole field of white light starts flickering. Is it close to breaking?
Would you repeat? I didn't hear you. If the field of light starts to pulsate, is it close to the point of penetration or breaking?
That would be in the middle.
Stay loose. Keep looking in the middle. Have a woman back there. No, excuse me. Yes, sir. Yeah. No depth to the... He says that in his meditation, he doesn't seem to have depth in the vision. There's no depth to the vision. I think he's not looking out.
If he's not thinking of the body, you see, the whole attention is there, you go within that, that's all. Don't think of the body below. Whole attention to seeing, then you penetrate further.
Right here.
Don't think of the body, let your whole attention go into it. The depth is unlimited.
Yes, sir. I begin to hear a sound, you have to regard the sound or bell.
During meditation, you hear the sound and you want it, yes, and he wants to know, should he cut it off?
Are you initiate? Then do one thing at a time, please, in the beginning. If you see light and sound intervenes, don't pay attention to the sound. If you see, hear the sound and light intervenes, don't pay attention. In that case, the attention is divided. If you go within, that's another thing. Outside, do one practice at a time.
Yes, sir. It says that in your presence it's easy to meditate, and he has an experience, but when he's alone and or in other places, he doesn't have too much success.
Keep your diary complete, you see. Criticize yourself as you criticize others. That's the first thing. And whenever you sit, you be all alone with the God within you. Don't take your body even. You do that way, that power which initiates is within you. From the very moment you are initiated, he looks to your every action, even to the tend of your mind. You are not without him, that's all. When you sit, forget everything, just drive it your attention there. And even at a distance, you direct your attention to him. In television and radio, you see and hear from thousands of miles. If nothing remains between you and him, he will manifest to you. You feel radiation then, being away from him too. But all this him resides within you, the very moment you are initiated. He won't leave you until the end of the world. When you sit to your own self in his presence, you will have experience here and everywhere.
Master's first point was that on keep your diary, find out where you're not analyzing yourself clearly enough to be able to penetrate the and do the proper meditation when you're alone. Yes.
Can you
In meditation, she saw the triangle and the lit circle.
Then look in the middle. That's all.
Look into the middle.
I may submit one thing, you see. Whatever you see, make it a point. Don't leave off there. Continue looking into the middle of whatever you see. Continue for longer period. Everything you see. No question remains. We see something, they come back. Some doubt remains. You put in whole attention continuously further, that will solve the whole question.
Yes.
What?
How do you quiet the mind? How do you quiet the mind?
If you shut in a child in the room, lock the door, it is all dark within, what will the child do? He will cry, break the door. If you want something within more attractive, then you keep quiet. You have been given that light within you to make your mind spacious. Your mind is a child like that.
Treat your mind as a child. Look for the light within you and focus on that, and the mind will still. It's work. No one can do it for you, Master said. Yes, sir. Do you approve of singing holy songs or chanting of mantras to quiet the mind?
In the beginning you may chant one song, sing, as a prayer. Then sit down for meditation. Go on, go within. Don't let you prepare the ground for that. You may pray and then sit. Not all the same praying. Then your attention will be not fixed inside.
The answer was that do a mantra or a song as a prayer, but don't do it again and again. Where you're trying to get is inside, and this is outer expression. Saw a hand back there. Yes. Where'd that come from? No, I had one back of you. Excuse me. Would you repeat that? I think I got it. Or having sweet love for the Master? Loving thoughts, yes. Is it more beneficial to say Simran throughout the day or have loving thoughts of the Master?
What is Master, you know? That the word made flesh and the outer expression of word in light and sound. You Simran, you remember names of God given to you, they are in the Master. It means the same thing. But the point is, if you Simran, that is for riveting your whole attention to give you boost to go within. Love of the Master is good, you love. Or as you think, so you become. That will help you in going within.
Said that it's love of the Master is fine, but it's better to go within, do the Simran.
That will help you.
Yeah.
I saw regions and it was all white, and I also saw one building, but it looked like a cathedral, and it was sort of a white gold.
So, regions, but she saw one cathedral that was white and gold, and she would like an interpretation.
You saw the cathedral that was of light, then yes. You should go within, you'll find the Master within.
If you go within the cathedral, you'll find the Master within. You have to penetrate. Yes, sir.
What?
Is it all right sometimes to do more bhajan than simran?
We can weaker side, put in more time. Which is less progress, put in that time. More than hand in hand.
Yes. Wherever you are having less progress, put in more time. Yes, sir. Sometimes he has the light straight ahead, and off to the side he has a bright star, and he wants to know which to concentrate on.
If it's a big star, then go with it.
It's a big star, concentrate on the big star until it bursts. No, the reason we're having such a long quest period is that we're the men of the church are said they'd be here in about 4 or 5 minutes. They may have a room for darshan this afternoon. So take advantage of it, please. I saw one way back there. Young lady. Would somebody relay that question? How do we know from our day-to-day lives whether we're doing our will or Master's will?
Master's will you cannot realize unless you become conscious of the Master. So just keep up to the commandments.
If you live the commandments, you're doing Master's will. Yes. When you're meditating and the forms that you see do not disappear when you use the five names, what is the interpretation?
The figure of men. They see the man form, stand before the repetition of the name. What do you see? Do you see any forms of the men over there? If anybody stands before the repetition of the five charge names, he belongs to the highest. You may pay obeisance to him. Others should go away.